I have a question for Amadeu, if I may. The Slovak Prime Minister yesterday said that he didn't believe the Greeks and Slovakia was not ready to contribute to the bailout package unless the Greek parliament approves the austerity measures because the approval by the Greek government was not sufficient in the opinion of Mr. Fico. So I was wondering whether the Commission also shares such doubts. I'm here in the middle, Amadeu, over here. Whether you share also some of those doubts and whether you think that it actually contributes to the efforts to calm the markets and actually to push through the package, the bailout package, and encourages maybe the other member states who also need to go through the parliament procedure. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this question, which allows me to clarify a number of aspects. If they were not clear enough in the statement by the heads of states of government of the euro area last Sunday. Basically, there is already a decision, political decision, by the Eurogroup to activate the mechanism. It is based on a program that has been discussed, negotiated by the European Commission on behalf of the EU, together with the European Central Bank and the IMF. We are in full agreement. The Greek Parliament received the program yesterday, so everything is in place to proceed in the way that was decided by the heads of states of government of the euro area. They will meet again on Friday. They will do basically two things, as far as I understand the letter being circulated by Mr. Van Rompuy, namely to have an exchange of information on the national procedures and beyond the Greek situation, how to reinforce economic policy coordination in the euro area, or more generally, if you want, economic governance in the euro area. On the point concerning the national procedures, it is clear that every single member state of the euro area, apart from Greece, of course, has to submit this to their parliament. The procedures are different, but basically most of them, if not all, are committed to use fast-tracked procedures for that. This affects, let's say, the disbursement of the loan, of the national, let's say, loan that will be pulled, all the loans will be pulled by the Commission. But it does not affect the decision to activate the mechanism. Is that clear enough?
Yes, one thing is to activate the mechanism. The other thing is that you have to have a money for actually disbursing it to Greece. So if you say that the member states are committed to put this to the parliaments, but what happens if one of those parliaments doesn't approve it? For example, Slovak parliament, the opposition is rather big. There is only one political party that is in favor, well, two perhaps in favor. So what happens in the case that it is not approved in the parliament?
Here, the most important statement is the one that we have conveyed in the last days. It's basically that we will be ready to meet the needs of Greece in terms of refinancing its debt. Clearly, national procedures have different timelines. Although all member states of the euro area governments are committed to use fast-track procedures, but there is an issue of national sovereignty. Parliaments involved have to take their position, but our clear impression, and it's shared by the ministers of finance of the euro area, is that we will no doubt have the critical mass in terms of provision of funds by mid-May. So we will be ready to meet the needs of Greece to refinance its debt.
Still on Greece? Yes, please. And then Nikos.
Still on Slovakia. So does it mean that there is no time frame for government to approve that? And I have another question. When is Greek parliament to approve the austerity measures? Because Slovak prime minister is quoting July. Is it correct?
Once again, we will be ready on time to meet the needs of Greece in terms of refinancing. By mid-May, there will be the critical mass. That's our clear assessment of the situation, which is shared by the Eurogroup. procedures will last longer in some member states of the euro area than in others, but that was clear since the early beginning. I mean, we cannot bypass national parliaments, and there was never an intention to do so. On the contrary, we said that one thing is the decision to activate by governments that are fully responsible, and they have taken their political responsibility to decide so last Sunday. Another thing, it's of course something that affects, let's say, the public accounts of every single member state, and there's a matter of national sovereignty, which is clear.
Mm-hmm. Nikos.
Amadeo, tu as parlé d'une décision politique.
You spoke about a political
jusqu'à
decision
est-ce que,
so far.
Théoriquement, ou juridiquement, theoretically or legally, peut bloquer
can Slovakia block the activation of the mechanism? That's one
deuxième
thing.
Question,
second question,
est-ce que, pour une raison ou pour l'autre, si la Slovaquie ne marche pas ou ne participe pas, est-ce qu'il peut empêcher les autres pays son refus de participer, est-ce qu'il peut empêcher l'autre pays de prêter l'argent?
From lending the money, in other words.
Je pense qu'il faut vraiment remettre l'Église au centre du village.
I really think we have to get back
dimanche,
to basics
nous
here.
Avons
on Sunday, we,
une déclaration de l'Euro
there was a statement by the Eurogroup which was subscribed to by all the ministers of all the member states of the Eurogroup, including the minister of the member state whose name has come up here. It's not a declaration by the presidency. It wasn't a separate statement. It was a statement, one statement, in which the ministers of the Eurogroup note the negotiated program, welcome the measures adopted,
de l'évaluation
note
faite par les services de la
the
Commission
evaluation
par la Centrale
by the
sur le
European Central Bank and the European Commission on the need to activation and conclude that it is necessary to activate the mechanism. And I think that the president of the Eurogroup was absolutely clear, more than clear, on that in the press conference. So nothing is in question.
Bruno Waterfield.
I am a little confused. So you're saying the timeline for different national procedures will be different because there's different national procedures. But I think the question is what happens from a legal point of view, because it's supposed to be a Eurozone bailout, if a country, either via its parliament or via a constitutional court, decides that those loans to be agreed nationally can't go ahead. So we're not talking about timelines. What happens if one of the sovereign national states that's in the Eurozone decides that it won't grant these loans?
Once again, this does not affect the decision to activate the mechanism. This is for, let's say, the concession of the bilateral loan. But still, we trust that we will have the disbursement by all the member states of the euro area, as the ministers of the Eurogroup told us in the meeting last Sunday.
Yes, follow up. Ask it the other way around then. Do all the Eurozone countries have to agree and disburse loans, or is it possible that a majority of them, or just some of them, might do that? So is it absolutely necessary for all Eurozone member states to disburse loans?
And once again, I tell you that all ministers of the euro area have committed to do so on behalf of their governments, which are the democratically elected governments representing those states.
Thomas.
Amadeo, je suis un peu surpris que tu nous dis que
I'm
le Parlement grec a reçu le programme
when you say that the Greek Parliament has received
Moi,
the programme and is voting on it. My understanding is that the Greek Parliament accepts the programme before the money is disbursed.
Est-ce qu'il y a une échéance précise
is there
dans le
a specific timeline in the programme
a pris l'engagement de faire
where the Greek government has committed to voting on
y a
the programme?
Pas une telle
or is there no such timeline?
Si on a, c'est quand?
And if there is a timeline, could you describe it? For information on Greece itself, I would very much prefer that you get in touch with the diplomatic sources here in Brussels or Athens itself. But clearly, the budgetary measures have to be reviewed by the Parliament. I mean, that was done when they added measures to the Stability Pact. They were validated by the Parliament, practically immediately afterwards, in fact. But for a timeline, you're asking for a timeline and a procedure. You really need to contact the Greek authorities, since only Greek sources can give you that information, I would suggest. But if I could just clarify a point, you're asking us to comment on national measures and the way, as Amadeo said, governments responsible to their national parliaments in the countries concerned are organized in terms of expressing their approval.
Que ce soit sur le déclenchement,
on the triggering
or the sum.
You're asking us to comment things which
ne relèvent pas de notre compétence.
Are not of our competence.
À l'Eurogroupe dimanche,
now, ministers in the Eurogroup on Sunday, now, whether they consulted their political parties, the Speaker of their Parliament, President of Parliamentary Committees before they gave their approval, or whether they had discussions afterwards, I don't know, but these are details which we, the European Commission, is simply not in a position to say. Amadeo is very clear on the ways and means of the triggering, the modalities which are decided. The rest, deciding whether a Parliament is going to vote for or against.
Here,
these are a series of scenarios on which we would not be in a position to take a position, nor on the way a government handles this in its parliamentary majority within its own assembly, to whom they're responsible.
Vous pouvez continuer à nous poser des questions sur ce point et à situer dans des hypothèses dans lesquelles un État membre ou un Parlement refuserait l'octroi du prêt bilatéral entre cet État membre et la Grèce. Et encore une fois, je ne crois pas ce que nous pouvons ajouter de plus. Mais Thomas, tu as une question.
Thomas, tu as un rider sur
cette question. Ce n'est pas la question que j'ai posée. Moi, j'ai posé la question si une telle échéance est prévue dans
timeline in the tripartite or quadripartite treaty which was concluded between the Commission, the European Bank, the government of Greece and the Monetary Fund.
Que la Commission
and I hope that the Commission
treaty.
Knows the treaty.
Alors, si la Commission le connaît,
and if they
elle
do know the treaty, you must know whether there's a schedule in
non.
there or not.
La question comment le gouvernement
the question about how the Greek government will respect the schedule,
je n'ai pas posé
that's a different matter, question. But it wasn't the question.
C'est bien clair.
Okay.
Cher Tom,
dear Tom,
que ce soit clair, y a pas de traité.
It should be clear, there is no treaty. There are two things on the table. The first is that there's a macroeconomic adjustment program and structural reform program presented and approved, presented by the Greek government and approved. Okay? That's one thing. That's their program.
It's
the result of discussions with the IMF, the Commission, and the European Central Bank. And on the other hand, there's an agreement by the Eurogroup to activate the financial assistance mechanism for Greece. This is conditional. All the details were explained yesterday in a technical briefing for about an hour, as I remember it. You were given all this information. You have it available to you. Now, clearly, approval of the program and its practical and exhaustive implementation of all the measures in fiscal consolidation, but also structural reform, that conditions the disbursement of the aid. Clearly, the program exists when it was approved and applied. And that's why the program says there's no global disbursement. There are tranches, installments, 12 tranches over 3 years. And those tranches, those installments, are linked to this conditionality. There's a review process to ascertain that the program is put into practice as it was discussed with the interinstitutional partners, the IMF, Commission, the Central Bank, etc. Of course, the measures have to be in application. Now, for measures to be in application, they have to go through the Parliament. But the timeline, the concrete procedures for that, as Olivier said, that is a question which you must pursue with the Greek authorities. We're ready. And the financial resources will be ready halfway through May, as was decided, to face up to the imminent needs for refinancing of Greece,
a
need which is spread through time. And that's why I can say this off the record, that the installments are linked to those deadlines and are subjected to the conditionality we spoke about. But that's clear.
No, c'est pas clair.
It's not clear, apparently.
You have a question. Thank you. Then Lorenzo.
Amadeu, les marchés sont aujourd'hui en train d'attaquer
the markets are attacking Spain today. So, is the Commission going to propose a similar assistance mechanism for Spain, similar to the one for Greece, if necessary? The answer is no. Could I ask then if the Commission agrees with the statement in a German paper, apparently quoting Mr. Schäuble, that the European Union needs to have a system of controlled bankruptcies? Is that how you manage cases like Greece? Let me explain how the Commission does see things, and Mr. Rehn has already explained it here very clearly. But your question was about a specific country. The answer, no, that remains. Above and beyond that, let me remind you that the mechanism which we've set up is a specific mechanism to Greece and applies only to Greece. But above and beyond that, we said that we want to draw the lessons from the Greek case in strengthening economic governance in the Eurozone. Those measures will be put to you by Mr. Rehn himself on the 12th of May in the press room. It will take the form of a Commission communication to Council and to the Parliament. The ideas therein have already been developed by Mr. Rehn in the press room before the Madrid informal ECOFIN meeting. One of the strands of it is one of the strands of these. This idea, this thinking, is the idea for having a crisis resolution mechanism, the idea being, of course, to never reach this kind of situation in the future, but as my commissioner says, better safe than sorry. So we would wish to have, for cases where there is the kind of slippage that we saw in Greece, a crisis resolution mechanism which would be known with approved parameters. If we don't think it will happen, but if it were to be necessary for it to be used, and it would be used. But that's the medium term.
Yes. Last one.
So this mechanism, would it be controlled bankruptcy, as Mr. Schäuble is asking for? I simply don't know, because those proposals haven't been discussed by the College yet or decided. So as a Commission spokesman, I cannot flesh out any more beyond what we've already said. We've presented some ideas, and you'll find out more on the 12th of May. And I have nothing to add on Spain. You know what our analysis of the Spanish situation is, since it was put to you again by Mr. Rehn in this press room, and that's an evaluation of the Spanish Stability Programme.
I'd
just like to return to Greece for a moment. One got the impression fairly clearly yesterday that a response to the question that was asked to you today had already been given, that is, that if a country, or Slovakia, or any other country for that matter, decides, because their parliament doesn't want, that they're not ready to give their bilateral loan, that it would not affect the mechanism in any way. The mechanism would trundle on, and the share of that country, without that share, but that the rest would continue to work. So why don't you give that clear answer today to the question that was asked?
Mais
I know there's a difference between off and on
the record,
but it wasn't a technical question. It's a political question.
Le problème est très simple.
But it's a very simple question.
Un pays, parce que son parlement ne le veut
if a country's
pas,
parliament doesn't want, or maybe their constitutional court doesn't want, can a country stop the loan being paid out for other countries, yes or no? That's my understanding of the question. It's an intergovernmental question where no government can block what the other governments do. That's my understanding. And all we wanted is a confirmation that that's the case.
Look,
it's a bit of a problem.
Les off the record, c'est les off the
record. Off the record is off the record, on the record is on the record. You should not really be asking me questions on the record about things that I said off the record. I have a little bit of an issue. I have a bit of an issue with that. And you, as president of AP, will understand that, or should understand that better than most. Now, I will answer the question. A decision was taken by all ministers of the Eurogroup last Sunday to activate the mechanism. The mechanism is activated. Now, then there's a question of the disbursement of funds, which is a national responsibility, which follows a national procedure, which we respect fully. Given that, we did our tour de table in the Eurogroup, and all the ministers reached the conclusion that we'll be ready to face up to the situation, whatever the evolutions are, developments are, that we'll be ready to face up to the refinancing needs of Greece. I think that's clear enough.
Très clair.
Very clear.
No? The same question. Okay. Oui, s'il vous plaît.
Pour revenir sur la Slovaquie, tu dis que vous
respectez
la sovereignté des
you say that you respect the sovereignty of national parliaments, but there there's a prime minister who appears to be backpedaling on something his finance minister did 2 days ago, and is denying the solidarity of the agreement, and he's backpedaling on the letter of the agreement as well. Do you have a comment on that backpedaling? No, the Commission does not have a comment on that. We are basing ourselves on what the Eurogroup decided on Sunday. That's all.
Pour le reste, je me suis déjà
as to the rest, I've already said what I feel about that. Full respect of parlementary procedures and debates and the debate between the government and its opposition.
Absolument plein respect.
Full respect for that. Nothing to say on that.
Il est force de constater qu'il y a une décision.
But the fact is, there was a decision by the Eurogroup of the Eurogroup, and there is no backpedaling.
Merci. Je pense que c'est...
Thank you. I don't want anyone to leave this room with the idea that there is uncertainty about the activation of the mechanism providing financial aid to Greece.
Parce que ça a été décidé par
because it was decided by all the ministers of the Eurogroup, and you were informed of it, and Mr. Juncker was extremely clear. If someone... wishes to contribute to fostering uncertainty. I think there's enough of that around. But I am referring myself to the statements made to facts, to consolidated facts at a European level.
Oui, c'est vraiment la seule chose que la Commission puisse analyser sur lequel nous devons continuer
all the Commission can analyze on what we're basing ourselves on. There was a mechanism decided in the European Council according to schedules which you know because we've talked about it ad nauseam.
Here,
we've respected those different stages. The activation was asked for, the central bank, etc. Did their analysis, you were informed. The Eurogroup took its decision at the level of ministers. Now, that is the decision which is being implemented. Debates which took place, which take place at a national level in certain member states that you've named, are national debates in which we, the Commission, from which we will stay clear, we respect them, they take place in parliamentary assemblies. What we're working on, and the only scenario which we will
par 16 ministres
It's a decision taken by 16 ministers representing government.
Il y a des déclarations officielles
there are official statements validated by the 16 ministers. And that is the scenario we're going with, the only one we're going with.
La mise en œuvre de ce scénario qui est le seul sur la table aujourd'hui et sur lequel
that is what's on the table now and that's what we're working on and that is what
à la Grèce,
will make it possible for Greece
to meet. Toute autre question, je vous invite instamment à les renvoyer vers les autorités nationales qui ont cette discussion actuellement
et à surveiller
dans les prochains jours différentes décisions parlementaires selon les décisions accélérées telles que décidées. Donc, il y a vraiment un engagement depuis dimanche au niveau des ministres
et avec le procédure parlementaire
à permettre la mise en œuvre complète de ce scénario.
Toute
autre hypothèse est pour nous purement
is anything other than speculative.
You had a question.
You had a question?
What you are telling us now is simply the Commission is not no more interested in the coordination of the activation of the mechanism, which is quite the opposite of what the Commission told us until now. So couldn't you answer the question, what happens if, is it conceivable that the mechanism will activate it in mid-May by the money of only some member states, yes or no?
This is something that we explained here also again. It's not about all member states being ready by mid-May with their disbursement. I think that's clear. Some parliamentary procedures go beyond mid-May. Can be the case. It doesn't prevent the mechanism to be used, not activated, because that's already the case, to be used, money to be disbursed. Is that a clear yes? I hope so for you too. And coming back to Eric's question, it's not only about ministers or prime ministers. Prime ministers of euro area member states are also politically binded by their own statements. The last one I will refer to is the one on 25th of March. Well, all heads of state and government of the euro area, all of them said that euro area member states reaffirmed their willingness to take determined and coordinated actions if needed to safeguard financial stability of the euro area as a whole, as decided on the 11th of February. So it was the second time that all heads of state and government stated their willingness, their determination to do the necessary, if this was necessary. It is now the case. It has been assessed by the Commission, by the European Central Bank, the IMF. It's a separate track, same assessment. It's been decided by the Eurogroup, so there's no slightest shadow of doubt here.
Okay, final question, because I think we've exhausted this.
In case that certain parliaments decide not to ratify the loans, then is it conceivable that the whole amount that was committed to Greece may be revised downwards?
This is for the time being a hypothetical scenario, so I will not take position on that. But I can reassure you, coming from the Eurogroup meeting on Sunday, that we will be ready to meet the needs of Greece.
I think that's the most important commitment you can have and the most clear answer you can get from us. Whatever scenarios you have highlighted today or on which you put some questions, I think Amadeo's answer is clear on the guarantee that the mechanism will be triggered and the need of Greece will be met. I think beyond that, we cannot answer to any scenario on any problems we might have in one member state.